Once a Marine, always a Marine. I mean, it helps me every day. Every single day. There's almost never a day that passes that I don't draw on something I learned then.
Mitchell McMahon joined the Marines when he was 19 years old and served for 2 years.
It helped me find structure at a time of my life when I definitely needed to find some structure.
McMahon was one of 5 Marine Corps veterans gathered at the museum, along with veterans from other branches of the military. They ate birthday cake together and shared stories.
I don't think there's a day that goes by you don't think about it.
Terry Enfield is a former Marine from Nebraska. He was in Haines for a hunting trip. Enfield just happened to be here on the Corps' birthday celebration.
If you would ask an Army or Navy or Air Force, when's your birthday? 9 out of 10 probably couldn't tell you. The Marines always know when their birthday is. It's drilled into you in boot camp. Just certain history is embedded in your head, you know, and you don't forget it.
Arthur Woodard is a 10-year resident of Haines. He served in the Marines from 1965 to 67 in Vietnam.
I think fondly of the Marines. I think fondly of serving, but I don't think fondly of our involvement in Vietnam.
Woodard says he didn't see the war that way until long after he left the Marines, but he's still proud of his service. Haynesboro manager Dave Sosa left the Marines more recently after 2 decades of service, which included tours in Iraq.
It was an incredible experience. I really loved being around the Marines. Some people have jobs and they wake up in the morning and they're like, oh, it's time to go to work. And I was lucky enough to be able to wake up every morning and say, it's time to go to work.
Sosa says he suggested the museum hold a Marine Corps birthday celebration because of their front yard monument dedicated to Marines. The other veterans here said they were glad to see Haines commemorating this date.
It's been really good, particularly being able to meet some former Marines. I met Marines who served during the Vietnam War, others before that, others after that, and it just, you know, goes back to the words of General Dunford, the current commandant. You know, it's about remembering our past and looking forward to our future. And anytime you have an opportunity to, you know, bond with them and learn from them and hear from them, it's just a great opportunity.
Sosa hopes the Marine Corps birthday celebrations will continue here in the years to come. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Hoorah!
All right.